I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. We are here with Mia Made It. She's not feeling the best today, so bear with her. She's a little under the weather, but she's fighting through it. She's having her Michael Jordan podcast, her Michael Jordan game. So claps for her, everybody that's out there watching. Mia, how's it going?
I've been better.
She's been better. Okay, guys, it's not going to be, we're a little behind schedule. If I'm being honest, we're recording this the morning of Clash of Champions. If I'm not mistaken, it's on already. It's on already. So we're trying to get this out for you guys. We have the match card that we're going to present to you guys. We're going to review it and we're going to see, give our predictions. It should be a short episode and we won't take too long. Guys, go listen to Invested by DIG on Spotify. Check that out. Run the numbers up. Last I checked, it was at 1,500 plays, and that I think it's been out for a week. So I appreciate everybody that's been rocking with it. I see you guys from outside of the country that are continuing to listen to my music and rock with me. So thank you. And everybody that's within the States, as you know, we love you. This is America's sports entertainment platform. We have the Clash of Champions match card in front of us. Mia, I'm going to let you go ahead and take the lead. But if you can't at any time, just let me know and I'll reassume the role, okay? So go ahead and read off each match and we will talk about each one as you read it. So start with the Gunther and Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, I was about to say I should start from there and go up. Okay, so the first match on this card is going to be Gunther versus, how do you say his name?
Mustafa.
Gunther versus Mustafa Ali for the Intercontinental Championship. Then we have Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. Then we have Natalia versus Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Then we have Asuka versus Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. Then we got one out of our three main events. The Bloodline versus Sami and KO for the Undisputed Tag Team titles. Then we have AJ Styles and Seth Rollins for the Heavyweight Championship. And then we have, finally, Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes.
Is that, I mean, spoiler, because we already, we caught a glimpse that the Seth Rollins and AJ Styles fight is already happening.
Yeah.
So is that a part of the triple main event, or is it going to be one of the?
It's going to be Mustafa Ali
and Gunther.
It says it's a part of the...
It says it. Okay. We'll trust them. Okay. She read through, guys, what the match card is going to be in no specific order because we're not sure of the specific order. But we're going to go back. Actually, it is live at 12 at 1 p.m. Eastern, streaming exclusively on Peacock in the United States and WWE Network everywhere else. That's where you could watch it. And that's where you could watch every other WWE premium live event as well. Starting with Gunther and Mustafa Ali. Mia, who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? And what do you think's going to happen there?
It's going to be Gunther. They're not going to give it to Ali.
Yeah, it's going to be Gunther. The ring general.
They're going to have him get
squashed. I would be curious about that. I really would, because I don't put it past the WWE, as we talked about earlier, to squash somebody in their hometown, in their home country. So that would be interesting. Make Gunther look a lot more powerful, a lot more strong than he is right now already. Imperium, as you said the other day, would you say that they're one of the best?
They're the most impressive faction at the moment.
I agree. I think Gunther's going to win as well. So we both say Gunther?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, we have Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. Who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? What do you think?
I know, and I want Becky Lynch.
I want Trish to win. But only because Trish is my GOAT, Becky's your GOAT. The generation difference. I know Trish isn't going to win. There's no way that Becky Lynch could afford that loss, but I'm pulling for Trish, especially after Becky's promo. It was so disrespectful. Pull it up, Mia. Pull it up. It was so disrespectful. I believe they cut it off of Hulu.
Which one do I put on?
The Wolf Wolf B. I can't believe that they actually cut that part out of the Hulu replay. So when you go back and watch it on demand, they don't show the part where she talks about Vince making her bark like a dog. That's why I'm wondering if you can find it. But do they have the part where she says, where she talks about Vince?
Oh, well, I have to delete my YouTuber.
Oh, you did. Okay, never mind. It's okay. Guys, Clash of Champions is already going on. We're supposed to be avoiding spoilers, so we're not gonna give you the audio, but where, because of the comment that Trish made about, Becky made about Trish, about Vince McMahon, everything that Trish had to go through back then. Trish is a real legend for surviving and going through the stuff that she did. And as we talked about back then, Trish was the number one beauty when the standard was strictly beauty and not wrestling. So, and now Becky's the GOAT when it comes to strictly wrestling, you know, after Charlotte, but you know. Next match we have. I said Trish. You said
Becky.
Becky. I think Becky. You think Becky?
Yeah.
Okay. Next we have Rhea Ripley versus Natalya for the SmackDown Women's title. Obviously.
Rhea's going to squash her. Rhea's going to win. Birthday, man.
It's Natty's birthday?
It's Natty's birthday.
Happy birthday, Natty. Natalya, I don't think that Natalya's going to win.
She can't win.
I don't even think that she is going to put up a good wrestling match, because I think athletically, Rhea is just so much better, so much younger, so much quicker, faster, stronger. Like, Natty, whoa, ooh, I don't know.
Natty just needs to...
That's going
to
be dangerous for her.
Lace up the boots and...
And call it quits, hang them up.
Call it a day.
Hey, you had a good career, though. She's the boat. The best of all time. Shout out to Natty. Let me get my phone locked. Okay. So I think Rhea's gonna win, obviously, and I know Rhea's gonna win. What about you?
No, and think Rhea.
Mommy's gonna continue her reign. Bianca Belair versus Asuka. This one's interesting. This is for the Raw Women's title. Asuka versus Bianca. Asuka has gotten over on Bianca many times recently. She caught her with the mist 1.5 times. Who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? What do you think happens?
I think I want Asuka to win because no matter who she's going against, I'm always going Asuka. But I think Bianca could still go longer.
So you're going Bianca?
I think Bianca.
I agree. I agree only because she just eclipsed the record for...
Longest reigning champion.
Longest reigning champion. Period.
Period.
Not black, not women's, not... Well, women's longest reigning women's champion, but not longest reigning black women's champion. Because she just eclipsed that one as well, too, right? Yeah. Recently? At what, 300 days, 280 days or something like that?
I think it was 300 days.
300 days. And then she went on to pass even Becky Lynch with, what, over 400 yeah. at this point? I don't know when they stopped that run, but they, I mean.
Especially because I heard like a rumor going around that they
talk
want,
about it.
They
talk
want
about
to bring
it.
A legend in to defeat Bianca for the Raw Women's Championship. Or just to fight Bianca. A lot of people are saying it's like Stacy Keibler because she said that she has one more match at the Hall of Fame this year.
She won't beat her, but she that would be awesome. That'd be cool. That would be awesome. I would really want to see that. I don't think they should have booked this match here, but man, I don't think that Bianca's gonna lose a match tonight. Lose the belt tonight in Jeddah. Yeah, she's not. I'm gonna go with Bianca. I'm curious as to how long they're gonna continue that streak and that reign, especially considering what you said about the Street Profits, the theory that you had, talk about that. Say what you had told me.
I was saying that I saw that WWE is planning to set a heel turn for the Street Profits and Bianca, and I think it would be cool if Bianca was leading the Street Profits and having kind of like a Judgment Day thing, like how the Judgment Day cheats for Rhea or Rhea cheats for the Judgment Day.
That would be epic. And you could stretch that easily because obviously against a Judgment Day, you could go 2-3 months off of their rivalry alone. You know, I'm going to go Bianca because I think there's a lot more juice that you could squeeze out of that. I don't think they're going to go like 2 more years or anything.
Probably a couple more months.
I don't think they're going to go like Roman Reigns 1,000 days.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to get close to 600.
Maybe.
Maybe. What's that, another year as champ?
Yeah.
I think they could take her all the way to WrestleMania one more time. Who's going to beat her is the question.
Maybe Charlotte?
I was going to say, has she fought Charlotte?
No, Charlotte is her dream match, she said. She said she wants to fight Charlotte at WrestleMania one year.
Ooh.
She says she wants to fight Charlotte at this WrestleMania coming up.
That
WrestleMania
might be what
40.
They do. Where is WrestleMania this year?
I think it's in...
Have they said?
They've already revealed the logo and everything.
I know it's not in Texas. It's okay. I think Bianca, I don't think Asuka's gonna be able to do it. What do you think about Asuka's new character?
I love Asuka's new character. I like that she isn't like what's the word, goofy anymore. I like that she's more serious about it.
She's not
she's
a
not
comedical
here to make
character.
Friends.
Yeah. Okay. We're going into now the triple main event. Let's start with Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles for the brand new World Heavyweight Championship in the WWE.
Adi's so hyped for that match.
Shout out Adi. Who do you think wins? Who do you think, who do you want to win? And what would be best for business?
I want Seth to win so bad. I think it would also be good if they make Seth win because he has the crowd. He has the entrance. He has everything to be the champion. But they would probably give it to AJ because AJ's already going to leave. He's already...
On his way out?
Yeah, but if AJ wins, he's going to be fighting Karrion for the championship.
And I've expressed my dismay I don't know if that's the right word, but
he's expressed his love for Karrion on
no.
this podcast.
That's not where I was going with it. I don't I wouldn't mind seeing AJ Styles win, but I just don't care for the OC.
Me either.
We've talked about how we would like it to be AJ Styles and Mia Yim and maybe two other guys, but the second that you get body slammed
or low blowed
or
by Rhea,
being low blowed is a different thing.
That's embarrassing.
But you're Luke Gallows. You're
a big dude.
I would assume he's 6'9", 6'8", you know, something like that. He's a big dude, whatever he is, 6'7", even. And you get body slammed by Rhea Ripley. KO getting clotheslined and flipped by Rhea Ripley. Don't get me wrong. If Rhea Ripley clotheslined me as hard as she could, she would knock me down. But flipping, I understand. I understand. I get it. Kayfabe, everything. I understand. But I don't want to see AJ Styles with the championship with the OC. Because Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson have lost credibility to me as wrestlers. At this point, they're kind of just, they're just there.
They just brought them back.
In this gimmick, they've lost credibility to me with the OC. If they were to do something with them individually or whatever the case may be, maybe they could rebuild that credibility, but That did make me question Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. And then Karl Anderson just looks very normal.
Yeah.
You know, like,
the other dude,
not a lot
though,
exciting about him.
Tiny. His face. He has a baby face.
He does have a baby face. No disrespect. It's just, you know, hey, everybody has a preference. I, you know, prefer somebody who is a little more exciting. It's sports entertainment, you know? I want to be entertained. Second, we have... You want to talk about Cody and Brock, or you want to talk about the Bloodline and KO and Sammy? What's the real main event?
Probably the Bloodline and...
Okay, so let's talk about Cody and Brock, even though that was probably going to be last for me, because I think that is the best story going on right now. Well, no. Man, Cody Rhodes and Brock and... KO and the Bloodline, what's the best story right now between those two?
I don't even know.
It's pretty hard to tell, right? Easily the two best stories going out of this entire match card.
Definitely.
Easily. I think Bianca and Asuka is okay. I think Becky and Trish is very, very, like, it's teetering on becoming a hot, you know what I mean? A hot feud. I think that Trish Stratus hasn't really gotten a chance to settle in
apparently
and become comfortable.
Want them to go for more pay-per-views.
I would love that.
Like Survivor Series.
I would love that.
And like have them get a War Games match together. Those two against each other.
Like her bring back like Legends?
I don't even know. But I had saw it and it was like WWE wants Trish and Becky Lynch to go more pay-per-views to
Survivor
Series.
Like, you bring back Lita, you bring back Stacy Keibler. They wouldn't know what to do in that type of match, though. Mickie James, maybe?
Bro, I don't even know.
Melina? They would be able to do it. I know they'd be able to do it. That'd be cool. At the very least, though, because we're getting exaggerative, at the very least, though, I wouldn't mind them taking it at least one more month, one more pay-per-view. Yeah. Because look at the exchange that they had. Where Trish called out, I think Trish is proving to be an impeccable heel. I think it's going to come down a lot to what she looks like today in the ring. But if she looks anywhere near like a viable product in the ring, like a viable, you know, option, I think they might take it another month because her heel promos are actually pretty good.
They can't just have her drop that stuff on Becky's daughter and then
exactly.
dip.
Exactly. Not that soon. I mean, she called her a dumb baby.
She made Rue cry.
She called her, like she said, no, she is, guys. She's how old?
She's literally two.
She's literally two and she can't.
She's going to be three. Leave her alone.
She says she's two and she can't read. Oh my God, that took me out because it's like, That's disrespectful on a whole nother level in woman's term, because
that's really heat.
That's, women are moms, you know? Being a mom is different than being a dad.
Don't insult mothers about their children.
Exactly. It's like, if you were to insult my baby, it's different in a different way. It's like, but for women, it's like, and that's your baby. That's Rue.
Rue?
Don't do that. Don't. Okay. Like I said, I think Becky and Trish need to go longer. I think Bianca can find somebody after Asuka. They can bring Asuka back later, but Asuka's character
those
really needs something to do.
Those two women came out of nowhere. Title women's matches.
Natty was definitely out of nowhere.
They just wanted to book her, the poor thing.
Yeah, they wanted to book her on I wonder if Saudi Arabia wanted Rhea versus Natty.
Maybe that's why all these matches are coming out of nowhere.
Right? Like
random matches.
Because they were only like 2 week builds.
Yeah.
Some of them. Obviously not Brock, obviously not KO, obviously. Which one?
Bianca and Asuka.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if they...
And then Ali and Gunther, that was only 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Shout out, though. I mean, shout out if they are paying to, like, structure their match card, how they like it. That's pretty cool, you know? Kind of like GM mode, where you have to pay to, like, get the card. Okay. Anyways, that being said, I think there's a lot of good stories to come after. Let's talk about Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. The American Nightmare and the Beast Incarnate. We all saw what happened on Monday Night Raw. Cody Rhodes, I believe the story of the night is, again, walking into a match with somebody he probably shouldn't be, with an injury that he probably shouldn't be fighting with.
What is up with Cody, bro? Like, why is he always getting injured? Dude just came back in January.
Tell me.
And he's already.
Tell me, how did you feel about the Cody Rhodes segments from Monday Night Raw this past Monday?
Like, the.
Everything. All of
everything?
It. Brock, from Brock attacking him to him and Triple H.
Man, there's no way that they're doing poor Cody dirty like this. They can't just... But it's Brock, so it's like... I don't know how I feel about them. I don't like them. I like seeing Cody all the time, but...
So, okay. Let me help you a little bit. Okay, let's talk about when Brock Lesnar initially broke Cody Rhodes' arms. His arm. Let's talk about the attack and how he hit him with the... With a keg of beer, hit him right on the arm against the garage door. He broke his arm. Then Cody Rhodes comes out to the ring when Brock Lesnar calls him out and he gets him in the Kimura. As we know, guys, think about it. At WrestleMania, Roman Reigns literally dislocated his shoulder because Brock Lesnar was hitting the Kimura on him too hard.
What is wrong with Brock?
That's
bro?
This
Roman. Dude doesn't care about anybody.
That's Roman. Shout out because he's a true professional when it comes to this business.
Wait, is that the picture where Roman's like shoulder was popping up? Ugh, I saw that photo.
Yeah, yeah. If you see every photo where Roman was raising the belts, one arm was all the way up and the other was halfway up because he couldn't lift it all the way up. Guys, sidetrack real quick. Benny Dreams, go buy his merchandise. I'm looking at a cup that he gave me a couple days ago. I use it to hold I save my spare quarters, dollar coins, you know, all different types of like high value coins. I save them in that cup. So go check out Benny Dreams merchandise. You can find him, Benny Dreams on Facebook, Benny Pineda on Facebook. And you can also follow him all around Texas, the breakout superstar of Texas. Just wanted to shout that out real quick. But Brandy has to be devastated, huh?
Has to be. There
right?
ain't no way that she doesn't tell him, like, no, you're not going to do it. you can't do it, but he goes and he does it anyway.
And he goes and he does it anyway.
Why doesn't she put him in his place? She put him in his place on Road to the Top. She has to do it again.
Like, go check out Roads to the Top, everybody, if you haven't seen it yet. Pull up Cody's and Triple H's promo where Triple H was trying to get him to not go out there, but he wanted to go out there anyways. I want to talk about something, guys. I want to talk about how what you guys think about Cody Rhodes. The story that they're playing with him, the picture that they're building, the narrative that they're crafting around him. Guys, this is going to be the second time that he enters a match with an injury that he probably shouldn't be. This one even more than the torn pec, I would imagine, because they said with the torn pec, at this point, it's how much can you handle it being hit. Because you know the damage is done. It's torn completely off the pec. That's the most of the amount of damage that's gonna happen. This injury, the arm is broken. It's mangled. It's you know, all the words that they were using on Monday Night Raw. It's a broken arm, guys. I seriously doubt that he's gonna go out there casted. I don't think he's going out there with a club on his arm. So how do you protect that? How do you hit the Cody cutter? How do you hit the crossroads? You got it loaded up. How do you hit the crossroads? How do you hit the Cody cutter? There's so many things that it's like, Cody, be careful, man, because that's Brock Lesnar. Like, Brock Lesnar don't play, and you're going out there to fight him with a broken arm. I think it's crazy. I respect it because I was starting to think Cody cries a lot. So it's like,
he's been through it. Leave him alone.
it's like, how tough could you actually be if you can't deliver an emotional promo without crying? That's just me, guys. That's just me watching as a spectator. I'm not. It's nothing personal against Cody, but play the promo where Cody tells Triple H that he still wants to fight despite the broken arm. Guys, here comes the cue from Mia.
Go back.
I can look that arm right now. Just looking at it, I can tell you that's broken. And I can tell by the look in your face, you know damn well it's broken.
I understand, right? And that year, it was terrible. You know what's far worse? What would happen to me if I ended up just being a coward? If I came back to Monday Night Raw, a complete shadow of myself, if I didn't go to Night of Champions and fight, and please, of all people, really? Of all people, let me ask you something. What have you done? You fought. That's what I'm going to do. I am going to Night of Champions. I'm going to fight.
Okay. Thank you, Mia. Thank you for pulling up the audio. Guys, I didn't know where they were going to go with Cody after the Roman Reigns feud. After he lost to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, the way that he lost to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
I thought it was going to be some heel turn or something.
There's no way. I don't think Cody's ever going heel.
I think so. I can sense it coming. He didn't want to for AEW. Really?
He did not want to, and that's why the crowd could not stand him, because he was basically taking every opportunity. He was a babyface. The crowd felt like he wanted them to cheer for him regardless, despite no matter the circumstances. So they started saying, turn heel. We want to boo you. He said, I'm never going to turn heel in my entire career, ever. So I imagine when he was coming back to the WWE, that had to have been something that
they talked about.
That he put in his contract. I'm not going heel if y'all want me back, because I think he took a lot in terms of what he wanted when it came to the contract. You know what I mean? But again, Cody Rhodes, I didn't know what they were gonna do after Roman, but taking him straight into Brock Lesnar, I think that was such a smart idea. Because how do you build a guy that missed 9 months out of his first year of his contract? You send him against the best. Roman Reigns.
Brock Lesnar.
Everybody thought that he was going to win against Roman. Everybody said if anybody's going to take the belt from Roman, it's going to be Cody.
I was so confident,
the types of matches he was having, the build-up that they were putting on him.
They had no right to make me sob myself to sleep like that.
That was disappointing. I remember your reaction that day. But that being said, I didn't know where they were going. I know I did see a report recently. They're trying to, or they want to plan Cody Rhodes versus Gunther.
I've heard about
that. At WrestleMania.
That's going to be good.
I do not see a title being held between either of those guys from here to WrestleMania. And they're not going to have Cody Rhodes fight for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. So that being said, if that does happen, obviously we're way, way, way far from next April. But if that were to happen, Gunther's going to lose his championship. And Cody's not going to get a chance at the championship until who knows. But you still have, what, 2-3 years left on Cody's contract?
I don't even know, because he said that he wanted to go till he was
say that one.
40. He said he wanted to go till he was 40, but he changed it. He said he wants to go longer than 40. He doesn't know when
he needs to go longer than 40. He can't stop at 40. There's no way. He hasn't done near enough with his career. He needs more United States championships under his belt.
Cough, cough, bring in brandy.
That too. He needs, you know, there's so many things that he can do. I wonder if that's why. Because they propositioned and they said,
I've heard a rumor going around that Cody's brother, Dustin, is going to come back to WWE to help Cody.
You see?
The next time he fights for like a title or something. The
tag team champion. Like, you know, stuff like that. The next time
he fights Roman. Like, that's what they want. They want Dustin to be there because it's Roman's bloodline versus Cody's bloodline.
Man.
And if anything, they're probably going to bring Brandy back.
Triple H taking over creative for the WWE really changed everything, didn't it?
Yeah.
That is crazy. All these things, we wouldn't be talking about these things because Vince McMahon's thing was you leave the company and you go to a competitor, you're done. You're done. You're not coming back to the WWE. But I don't even know how we got this far into Cody Rhodes. I think it's just because we're that excited about the matchup, the story, where it's going, and when Cody, he's going to get those belts. He needs to get those belts. I wasn't happy with them trying to send him to try to get the World Heavyweight Championship over the Universal Championship. I think it has to be the Universal Championship or nothing. It has to be. It can't be the World Heavyweight Championship. It can't be. But what is like winning a United States Championship on the way do to him? Does that hurt his character?
I don't think so.
No?
I think it'd build him up more.
If he wins like a U.S. Championship.
Like if he beats like Austin.
Because
Austin's going to go for a long while, maybe break a record or something.
That's true.
If he dethrones the longest reigning United States. Champ. Yeah. That would, because then it would be his rematch. Because remember, he fought Austin when he first came back, and then that's when Seth
messed it up.
Messed him up. Whooped
yes,
him.
Guys, you see? Okay, hey. Okay. Yeah. Okay, now I'm getting excited, but we need to get back to the match card and we need to talk about
Cody needs his own episode.
Cody, the more Cody Rhodes that you can put on the screen at the moment for the next 4, 5, 6, however long he's going to be here. Put him on because we remember Dashing Cody Rhodes. I don't remember Stardust. I think you know Stardust a little bit more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
He's scary. We remember Legacy Cody Rhodes. The American Nightmare by far is my favorite gimmick to ever hit the screen of the WWE. Even over the Head of the Table, even over The Miz, even over, you know, somebody new like Grayson Waller, LA Knight. And I've told you, I can't wait till he takes those championships, the Universal Championship. And he'll
be all old by the time it happens.
And he goes, yeah, like all those memes, Roman defending the championship in 2046. And I can't wait to see the American Nightmare gimmick go all around the world for the WWE, defending his championship against a bunch of, you know, people from different nations in their homeland and trying to, I cannot wait for that gimmick. I can't. You know, like for example, him going to Canada to fight Sami Zayn, you know?
Sami versus Cody is going to be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Cody going is in there as the American, Sami as the Canadian. You're seeing the love that these crowds are showing to their people. To the you know?
Like, whatever Bad Bunny. Look at Zelina. Zelina.
You know? Oof. Bad Bunny.
That one was crazy. Gave me chills.
That was iconic. That was wild.
I saw a thing that Bad Bunny got an award that's like he's the best celebrity wrestler they've had. Like that actually, Corey said that on...
Between him and Logan Paul, yeah. Because
Bad Bunny sacrifices
because
himself.
Let's be real. Bad Bunny hasn't fought Roman Reigns. Logan Paul fought Roman Reigns. So, but I mean, either or, you know, but Bad Bunny's entrance, Logan Paul hasn't gone to a place and gotten the reception that Bad Bunny got in Puerto Rico. And I think that makes all the difference because Bad Bunny, I think, has brought eyes to the product in ways that I don't think Logan Paul has even.
Can't even
touch because. Bad Bunny's global. He's international. He's bringing eyes from
people
everywhere.
People love that dude.
Yeah, like Logan Paul might be bringing the kids. He might be bringing the youth. He might be bringing Instagram, you know, etc.
Bad Bunny's bringing everything.
Bad Bunny is bringing everybody. That being said, I'm not opposed to Bad Bunny versus Roman Reigns.
Me either.
I am not opposed to... I think maybe they missed their shot. Should have done it up in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know, they should have thought it.
I like seeing Bad Bunny.
Because I don't know that they're going back to Puerto Rico ever. You know what I mean?
Anytime soon, they said.
Yeah, or maybe it's Cody with the championships. And it's, you know, but Roman, man. It would have been cool to see him fight Logan and Bad Bunny. But
apparently
in a territory.
They want Bad Bunny and Logan at SummerSlam this year. Those two, like the celebrity...
I love SummerSlam because SummerSlam is becoming a lot like WrestleMania in that sense that, like, they want all the star power they can possibly get. Yeah. And I love it. SummerSlam, I think, passed Money in the Bank and Elimination Chamber and Royal Rumble as, like, my favorites after WrestleMania. I love Money in the Bank, but it's been a while since I've seen a Money in the Bank that really captured my
oh,
eyes.
Did you hear
and
the
my...
way you were getting so hyped for Liv while poor baby Ollie was sleeping? You were screaming?
That is true. That is true. When Liv cashed in her Money in the Bank, I think we all went crazy. The entire WWE universe. Anyways, enough about everything. Enough about all of that. Let me recap. We didn't talk about who, did I tell you? I didn't talk about who I thought was going to win the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm going to go with Seth. You went with?
Seth.
And now Cody versus Brock, who's going to win? Who do you think's going to win? What's going to happen? I think I'm going with Brock.
I'm going with Cody.
I'm going with Brock. They're going to stretch this thing. It's okay. They're going to stretch this thing. They're
definitely
going. Yeah, this is going
and
at least 5.
Especially if Brock loses again, that's going to set him off if he loses
and
twice
against
Cody.
And there's no way.
Cody.
There's no way. How? With a broken arm. How? I don't see it.
I don't know.
Seth Rollins that he's fighting. And that's what gets me is it's not Seth. It's Cody. You can cough if you need to cough. Just cough into
my
the...
Nose was...
You can just cough into the wipe or whatever. Okay, I'm gonna go with Brock just to be the devil's advocate because Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar, and he did get busted open last time, and he has been putting the beat down on Cody over the last.
He's just like you said, he's not used to being.
He's not used,
especially
he's
by
not
someone
used
like
to,
Cody.
Yeah, especially by somebody like Cody, who Brock Lesnar looks at Cody Rhodes at mid-carder still. You know it. You know it. Brock was there when Cody was there.
I don't even know anymore.
You're going Cody?
Yeah, I'm going Cody.
I'm going Brock. Okay. And the final of it before we recap the whole thing. Or should we recap? Okay. Mustafa Ali and Gunther. You said who?
I said Gunther.
I'm going Gunther as well. Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. You're going who?
Becky.
I'm going Trish. Rhea versus Natalia.
Rhea.
I'm going Rhea. Bianca Belair versus Asuka.
I'm going Asuka.
I'm going Bianca. Cody versus Brock.
I'm going Cody.
I'm going Brock. Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles.
Roman Reigns.
Oh. I mean, might as well be. They're both that good. My bad, guys. Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles.
Seth.
And I'm going Seth, too, because you can't give it to AJ and just have him running around with the OC. That's mid-card stuff, I think.
I don't even know, man.
I don't think AJ can do it, man.
I don't think so either.
Unless they're going to turn the OC heel.
Towards AJ.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I didn't even talk about that. I didn't even go into that about how AJ is just a legend. AJ's a legend. We talked about this before we started this. AJ didn't need the WWE to be a Hall of Famer. You know, all he had to do was step into the WWE for 1 year. He would have retired a WWE Hall of Famer.
Definitely.
Because of his career alone. Everything he's done. And I didn't get to talk about that. And that, the fact that he should be on his way out soon, the fact that he's going to retire soon, makes me wonder if they're going to give him one last go.
Man, I don't even know.
Seth doesn't need a belt. AJ doesn't need a belt because he's AJ Styles. But if you're on your way out, you're that much of a legend. You contributed that much to the business. Do they pat you on the head and say, thank you, Alan, for everything you did? Here's one more.
I don't even know.
Because when you think about it, Seth Rollins already won from this whole thing. He's been a part of what?
Half all the pay-per-views.
He's been a part of three championship matches to crown an inaugural champion. He won the NXT championship, the first NXT championship, men's championship. He was a part of the Universal Championship against Finn.
Oh, yeah.
And Finn became the first Universal Champion. And he's a part of the first World Heavyweight Champion. You know,
I just love Seth.
You went who?
I'm going Seth, but that's the thing is that they already said that they don't know if they want to give it to Seth because of the movie he's filming.
Seth is filming a movie too.
Forget you,
they've
Marvel,
been,
bro.
They've been building up AJ a lot lately.
My nose.
I don't think Seth's going to win.
I don't even know.
I'm going to go with AJ. I'm going with AJ. I talked myself into going with AJ Styles. I'm going with AJ. You can go with Seth. That's cool. But I'm going with AJ.
I don't know who. No. I'm It's hurting my head.
It's okay.
Forget Marvel.
Go with Seth. You want to stick with Seth?
I'm going to stick with Seth.
You're going to stick with Seth? Okay. Yeah. And I'll go with AJ.
I'm going to regret it whenever Seth loses, bro.
I'm going to go with AJ because I think it would be very, I think he deserves it. AJ deserves that farewell tour. Okay. Okay. So bringing us to the final, the main event. The most coveted story in wrestling, period, total, completely, pause. KO, Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Before we even talk about anything else, Roman Reigns is going for an opportunity to hold four titles. In WWE history, that's unheard of. He might be the first. You know, so that alone makes this contest like that much more significant KO and Sami Zayn, probably one of the best teams chemistry-wise that I've seen that have just been put together. But they've been on the scene together for a long time, right?
Who?
KO and Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they have a real strong chemistry. They know what they're doing together. But Roman Reigns and the mercenary Solo Sikoa, the enforcer Solo Sikoa, I'm going the Bloodline all day, every day.
I'm going Bloodline.
Roman's going to go home with 4 titles after today.
Man, because I don't even know, because if they lose, that can build up the betrayal. But they could do, like, the Usos interrupting Roman thinking it's for them, but it's actually for Sami and KO. And that could build, like, so
or
much.
Or Roman and Solo could win, and the next championship match would be the Usos. Right? I'm going to go with Roman and Solo because Roman's a tribal chief. If he scheduled this match, it's because he knows that he can win it. Outside of interference from Jimmy and Jay, I think Solo and Roman are going to take it.
I think it's the Bloodline as well.
Okay, so go over that one more time from top to bottom, and then we will go ahead and close out this episode, and we will enjoy Clash of Champions.
We recap it? Like our...
Yes.
Okay, so from Cody and Brock, you said Brock?
I said Brock.
Okay, and I say Cody. For Seth and AJ, you said AJ.
I say AJ.
I say Seth. For the tag team championship match, we both said the Bloodline. And for Asuka versus Bianca, I said Asuka.
I say Bianca.
For Rhea and Natty, we both said Rhea. And for Gunther versus Ali, we both said Gunther. And for Becky and Trish,
we got the generational divide. You said Becky. I said Becky. Trish Stratus. Okay. Well, guys, we ended up going 47 minutes. You know, regardless, I thought we were only going to go 25, 30 because we were in a super rush. But we actually got into a lot of cool different discussions about each match. I actually enjoyed this match card because it gave us a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to split it with like anything else, split the episode with anything else, anything like that. So, guys, thank you. This has come an end to the Clash of Champions episode featuring Mia Made It. This is a 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And continue to follow, support us, share, like, and comment, reviews, leave reviews on each episode. And we will catch you guys. Well, with Mia Made It, we'll catch you guys at the end of next month at the following pay-per-view. And we have a couple episodes coming out soon after this one. Immediately, so you guys will get probably 3 episodes next month, and we'll see what we can do from there after that. Also, Pretty AF coming out soon by DIG, produced by Rylo. You guys wait for that. Go stream Mr. Nice Guy Sipping Champagne group chat. I'm just saying, really, really, I swear, Rookie of the Year featuring Benny Dreams. And also, make sure to follow Mia. Mia, where can they follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram.
What's your at?
Hold on, let me go check. Oui.
I know it's at Big Time Mia Grace, but include the underscores because...
It's big_time_Mia_Grace.
All right, guys, go follow Mia Grace. That's Mia Made It. Follow Mia Made It on Facebook. She has a Facebook page and she has a Facebook group. Other than that, we're out of here, right? Yep. That was the end of this episode. Mia, you want to tell everybody thank you?
Yeah. Thanks for watching or listening, and I'll be back next month.
You want to shout out any of your friends?
Half my friends are toxic, so no thank you.
Shout out to Morgan. Shout out to Lucy. Shout out to, you know, everybody that's listening, everybody that still rocks with us. Guys, we'll catch you on the next. And shout out to Ian.
Yes.
Guys, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know this, but every song that is dropping on my Spotify in 2023 and after is half written 50-50 between me and my son. It is written half by Darren Phillips Signs and the other half Ian Phillips Signs, so my son will get 50%, you know, royalties on whatever we get from there. So guys, build something, teach your son, teach your daughter, teach your younger sisters, brothers how to build as well, and you know, let's start coming together as a community, making some money. But in the meantime, we got some pizza pasta to go eat. We got some pizza to eat, and we're going to enjoy Clash of Champions because we are actually way behind already.
Way behind. Actually, shout out to Ava for helping me practice with my future wrestling career.
Thank you, Ava. Shout out. All right, guys. We will catch you on the next one. This was the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast out there. We appreciate y'all. We'll catch y'all on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment. TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.